Yeah, that would be when I was still at school, about 1948, we decided to put a milk machine in, which was a simplex, I think, in those days. No, sorry, it was a Macford. Because he decided to have a simplex and changed his mind in the last minute. Put a Macford machine, which is basically the same anyway, which is a bucket with a cluster and pulsator on it, which went by a vacuum pump, which...
It went through a vacuum pump to...
They had to have a vacuum line in the car shed, which worked it. Sorry. And then, in those days, it was a petrol engine, which was a Lister, which was a bit temperamental some days. If you couldn't start it, it was quite a lap, really. There's a lot of swearing and carrying on.
So where was this Lister engine, then, that provided the power?
The little shed beside the car shed, which wasn't the best place for it, but there we are. In those days, you weren't quite so hygienic as we were nowadays.
And was it covered and protected?
Well, there was a cover around it. It was a wooden shed. A vacuum pump in there, and you'd have a trough in there to wash all the milk machines at the same time. And an old, hot water used to come out of the house at one time, before I had electric, to wash them.
And can you tell us a little bit about the size of this Lister engine?
Oh, I think it was a 2.5 horsepower, which is, I think most of them went about 1.5, but I think we had a little bit bigger one, which is 2.5 horsepower.